Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, as Clarksville gets their first win of the year in a big way, 76-12 in their district opener on Friday over GMG. And, Coach, your thoughts on a nice bounce-back win?
Yeah, it was a great bounce-back win. Our guys, they needed this. I think they got their daubers down a little bit after last week, but, Edgewood was no slouch. I mean, they were a good team, and to come back this week and play the way we did, it just says a lot about their character. And they played good ball.
And one of the things for your team that helps get the offense rolling is establishing that run game. What you saw from the run game here in your win on Friday night?
Yeah, I think we threw the ball only twice, and our offensive line dominated the line of scrimmage, and we were able to run the ball at will. So we just kept doing that. And, Nathan Moon had a great night running the ball. And I don't think he was touched too often.
And for your team, you have multiple talented runners. How many got a chance to be in on your great scoring effort?
Well, looking back, I just remember Nathan running the ball. Every time he touched it, it seemed like it was a touchdown. But we got Camden got a few touches, and we had a pick six. And, we shared the ball a little bit. There's multiple guys that scored for us. It's easy to do when you're opening holes up that big, that like our offensive line did.
And what was the work done in practice this week to get the offensive line to create those holes again, as that was an area of frustration last week that was going to be an area of workshop this week?
Yeah, we just did a little bit more one-on-one live blocking and tackling and got after it a little bit, and I think that's what we needed. Our kids were – that first game, we didn't come out, as tough as we could have. I thought we were a little soft that first week, and – so this week we kind of emphasized, going to the ball full speed a little bit more and more full contact. So I think that helped us.
What you saw from your defense, only allowed 12 points to the Wolverines. It was a really good defensive stand for your team in your district opener.
It really was. In the first half, they started passing the ball on us. And we were without two starters. And they kind of... that kind of hurt us, because both those starters have most of the speed on our team. And they started throwing the ball and just dinking it, just getting it over top of our head a little bit and getting to the outside and just running with it. We struggled a little bit for a moment there, but then our kids kind of settled down and were able to start containing it. And second half, we got a shutout.
And for your defense, what the adjustment looked like, was it bringing a little bit more pressure to get their quarterback kind of flustered a little bit, or was it just the coverage that you were able to play to deny that?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. We moved our ends out a little bit so that we could speed rush, because our guys were a little bit faster than our offensive linemen. And we had some linebackers in there that we changed it up a little bit, put a little bit more speed so that they can cover the backs coming out. And then our DBs did a great job of, making sure that nothing got behind them this week. And hats off to them, because that first week was rough for them. And they came back and did a great job.
When a team puts in the work the way your team has and a lot of our area teams do during the off season, getting that first win is like leaving a weight at the door, and you feel a little bit lighter. What this first win meant for your team on Friday night?
Well, that's what I said to the kids after the game. I said, man, I said, just to see you guys smiling, seeing you guys having fun, just this feeling was a lot different than what we had last week. And I said, we need more of this, have fun and play confident and trust that your training got you to this point. And I think we're going to, hopefully keep this feeling for a little bit longer.
More with the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, as Clarksville gets their first win of the year on Friday night, and will get to play their first home game as we venture into week three, as they will be at home to host North Tama. And Coach, your thoughts on facing a team your players know well from other sports because they're in the Iowa Star Conference, but definitely something different playing them on the football field.
Yeah, you know, they came to our place last year, played a JV game, just, you know, because they knew they were going to be moving down. So, you know, and their JV kind of took it to our JV last year. So I know that they have great tradition at North Tama, and it's going to be a tough game. We're going to have to continue to work hard this week, and hopefully we can come out and play like we did against GMG and continue it.
Based on what you saw against GMG, what you'd like to see translate to your matchup against the Red Hawks?
Well, just our intensity that we had on the offensive line. You know, I thought Tommy Barnett, Dawson Barnett, Weston Jensen, they all did a fantastic job. Harley did a great job, and so did Briggs Hoosier getting his first start at tight end. You know, we just did an outstanding job blocking and getting off the football, and our double teams were moving people. So if we can do that, you know, I think we're going to be okay.
What you'd like to see from your defense as you're facing a North Tama team that historically playing at that higher level, now moving down to eight player, likes to pass the ball?
Yeah, you know, the passing is going to be kind of an issue for us. With the speed, but I thought we'd made some good adjustments tonight, and our kids responded and didn't get anything over top. So, you know, that's just going to do a lot for their confidence, and we're just going to continue to get better in the backfield. But, you know, I like to see our defensive line and linebackers continue to put pressure on their front and make the quarterback throw the ball a little early.
This will be your home opener, and in addition to that, it's also Youth Recognition Night. Having those go hand in hand in your first home game, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to recognize our young guys, you know, because they look up to our kids, and you know they're starting to lift weights too, and we're getting some better numbers down in the lower grades, and you know, hopefully we can get them excited about Clarksville football and you know, try to build something here. We do have great support here, and we're looking forward to playing in front of our home crowd, and we're expecting a big crowd, and kids always get excited about that, you know, and plus to have all those little kids and their families here, it's just going to be a pretty big crowd, and it's hard to beat our atmosphere that we have here at home. I don't know if there's another eight-man school that, you know, has the radio blaring and the smoke in the air from the grill. I mean, it's just a great atmosphere.
Final thoughts, Coach, as your team gets your first win of the year and that work finally gets a well-deserved recognition with that first win, but more work to be done as you enter week three.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to get going back on the right track, and our kids deserve it because they've been working hard, and I think this is going to springboard us into a little bit more success and more confidence, and I'm looking forward to see what these next couple of weeks bring.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the team as you play your home opener coming up in week three against North Tama.
All right. Thank you.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.